Hello. You are listening to the Sugar Buddha podcast featuring Lucy and Mass, Good Old War, and the Steves.
There's a time in our lives to start again on writing our part. As this story goes on, the rule that we remember our lines. I know everyone would want me to say that I'm not afraid to be alone. I'm gonna live, I'm alright. I'm gonna die, it's alright, I'm okay. La-di-di, I'm gonna live, I'm alright. I'm gonna die, it's alright, I'm okay. La-di-di, there's a place in my head. It must be called the Super Motel. I can stay the whole night.
We're here with the founders of Sugar Buddha in the Bedford, Lucy and Maz. I was wondering if you guys could tell me a little bit about the night.
Okay, so Sugar Buddha is a monthly night. We run it either at the Bedford or the Regal Room at the moment. We're going to be expanding it next year into other cities. The night is basically about great music and a great atmosphere. You won't find an atmosphere like the Sugar Buddha atmosphere anywhere in London. You get free cake as well, which is a bonus. It's just a top night.
Yeah, it's a wicked night. I mean, the amount of gigs that we both go to, but the amount of kind of the atmosphere that you see when you come to Sugar Buddha is completely different to everywhere else you go. I mean, there's incense, there's ambient lighting, there's cakes. Everyone's like really friendly, and you get to sit down and chill out, and you get to buy drawings and speak to the artists. And it's not like a gig where you're getting pushed about and. It's just where people can come to like either chill out and watch some really good music or come and watch some of their favourite artists. Because as we've started to grow, we start to get some really good artists here. And effectively how it started out, Lucy was start running the night nearly 2 years ago. And after like 8 months or so, she was, you know, after about a year or so, I started helping out, and now we both kind of run the night. And it's really great because we kind of have a different taste in music, but we know a lot of different people, but it all comes together quite nicely. And with Lucy's kind of arty flair and my proactive, charismatic, arrogant mindset, it kind of works really well. We both kind of get on really well,
Yeah, it's good, and I'd say there was it's not one kind of genre of music as well, which is a great thing. It's really eclectic. You get kind of folky, rocky, some pop, some, you know, all sorts, which is a great thing as well. It's not just set for a certain type of musician. It's kind of just for great musicians in general.
Yeah, and all the artists as well are so, like, as tonight we just saw the Good Old War and Staves literally just met and did a nice collaboration with each other, and Good Old War, played a gig last night, but this is exactly what it's about. It's just, you know, intimate and atmospheric, and everyone's just so, like,
friendly.
Yeah, friendly, and everyone's really enjoying themselves.
If you love me, don't you let me go. If you love me, don't go. There are some things that we can't control. Give it enough time and we will know. As the days roll, try and keep me close. I know my love for you is sure to grow. Just give it time, give it time. You are forgiven, please be mine. If you love me, don't you let me go. If you love me, don't go, don't go. If you love me, don't you let me go. If you love me, don't go.
We've got really high standards at Sugar Buddha. You're always going to come to a Sugar Buddha and see three really top-notch, great acts. So we've usually seen them, and we really like them and want them to get involved.
What's the next Sugar Bitter?
Next Sugar Bitter is on the
21st of October.
21st of October.
MC Zander.
MC Zander, The Rhodes, and Public Service Broadcasting. It's going to be a really good night. MC Zander's incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
And then we've got a really good one in November as well. The headline of that is Jim Stapley, and he is phenomenal. Like, if you miss that one, you're seriously missing out. And then December, we're going to have a big Christmas party.
I'm going to dress up like Santa.
Maz is going to be Santa. It's going to be interesting.
I'm going to be the bald Santa.
Gives
you presents.
Presents, even more fairy cakes than usual. And then we've got a special DJ set. From Ben Lovett from Mumford and Sons. So we're going to do some live music till 11 and then have a bit of a party afterwards with Ben.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good
night. It's going to be a good night.
Okay, lots of things to look forward to. I was just wondering, can musicians send stuff in if they want to?
It's info@sugarbuddha.co.uk. Yeah, send it in, come say hi. Also, we've got a really good Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sugarbuddha. So people can come and chat to us on there and leave us nice comments and
we just want to speak to as many people as we can and get some people down here and just have a good time.
Have a good time.
Hurt your body, close your eyes, and I'll bring you back to here. You are my own sinking ship, 'cause every day the current shifts, and I picked apart your wasted life get you back to here. Oh, it's the last time we'll fall in love. Oh, it's the last try to break apart. You are not to blame. Why can't I just be alright? Why
So we're here with good old War. How'd it go, guys?
It's awesome.
Really great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good vibe?
Pleased.
Mm-hmm. What kind of preparation did you do in advance of today?
None.
Mm-hmm. Jumping jacks. I stretched a little bit before we played, and then I said to myself that I'm a great person a couple of times.
We agreed. And we couldn't do it without him being a great person.
Yeah, I mean, we warmed up, you know.
Here we go.
What have you been doing recently? Touring?
Yeah, a lot of touring.
Been touring a lot.
Who have you been touring with?
We got off tour recently with this guy, Xavier Rudd. Plays the didgeridoo, he's kind of jam bandish. And then before that, we played with Brandi Carlile. She was awesome.
Did our own tour before that.
And before that, we've been on tour with Gaslight Anthem. Our buddy Anthony Green, just been busy for the last 2 years, pretty much straight. And then we recorded a record January, February of last year, and the year before also.
So. Presumably with all the touring you guys don't spend a lot of time at home?
No.
A couple weeks at a time.
Out of all the places you've toured, where would you say you've had like the most fun gig-wise? What's been the most memorable gig maybe this year?
Los Angeles, the Troubadour.
Yeah.
It was the best, one of the most fun shows we've ever played. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Chaos.
It was sold out, and it was unexpectedly sold out, and it was just really fun, you know? Like, what was that, 500 people singing along to all our songs? You can't beat that.
No. Especially in Los Angeles, it's like where the music industry is, and there are people out to come to see us from record labels or wherever, you know? And they're like, we didn't even know this band before, and they're selling out the Troubadour, and all these people know them, you know? Yeah. And it's just... It's just the hard work we've been putting in, you know? And our label back in the States, Sergeant House, have been awesome, you know, to the point where they've got us, you know, selling out places, you know, major cities in the country. But yeah, that one was the best one.
Yeah, we went into the crowd of that many people, you know, we stood in the middle of them and we sang songs with them, and it was like, that many people singing every word to every song, like having this, like, spiritual moment. Yeah. That's spiritual.
And we were getting getting crushed, by the way.
Yeah, we were pushing back on them so that we could just stay into the circle. Yeah, it was amazing.
From their performance, how did it go?
Good crowd, lovely venue, good fun.
What has it been like for you guys? Because obviously you've just come off last night, the night before, with Mount Desolation doing bigger venues. Is it quite strange to go do a smaller one?
It was with the Mount Desolation, because we spent so much time in the Highlands of Scotland and in the arse end of nowhere. We did all these really small, kind of obscure venues, so
sometimes like 50 to 80
it's kind of the same capacity as this, or even smaller sometimes. It was more, as you got further south they got bigger, so pretty, I don't know,
not very different
used to it. Yeah,
we met basically the dream sort of counterpart to us,
like the better male version of
absolutely
us. It was weird, we just came in and they were sound checking. I was like, so
we shouldn't play.
And then we were all chilling out outside and started singing and playing guitar.
They do real warm-ups and stuff, like real
like real bands.
But that we're talking about the good old war, of course.
There's
one here, so... and they kindly asked us when they were rehearsing backstage, we started singing along to a lovely song, and they were like, you want to come up and sing it with us? And of course we said yes.
And so now we've planned basically world domination with them. So we're going to do several tours in the States with them.
They don't know that yet.
No, but we know.
They know. and just sort of take over the world with them, with harmony, loveliness.
Copyright.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's the music that I would... want to hear above all other music in the world. They're amazing. They moved me.
I can tell by the way you're breathing that you must be fast asleep. Your chest as it rises and falls in a familiar way. There's a power in those movements that can make me feel so weak. Set adrift alone and willing to wander astray. All right, see fire burning a mile away. But
This podcast was produced by Gregory Evenden and Oliver Malin. The presenter was Angelica Rose. All related photography by Hannah Nicholas. Subscribe to receive next month's Weird and Wonderful episode. Thank you for listening.